The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Very fine.
I don't think that you are that fine. There is an old story about a workman on a scaffolding high above the nave of a cathedral, who looked down and saw a woman praying before a statue of Mary. As a joke, the workman whispered, "Woman, this is Jesus." The woman ignored him. The workman whispered again more loudly, "Woman, this is Jesus." Again, the woman ignored him. Finally, he said loud, "Woman, don't you hear me? This is Jesus." At this point, the woman looked up at the crucifix and said, "Be still now, Jesus. I am talking to your mother." Why do Catholics treasure Marian devotion and doctrines that their non-Catholics brothers and sisters do not? It is because the Catholic Church is trying to tell the full story to proclaim the full gospel. Without Mary, there is no Jesus. So Mary is the foundation for Jesus. So the gospel starts with Mary. So we preserve the doctrine of Mother Mary. So the doctrine of the Assumption teaches that at the end of her earthly existence, The Blessed Virgin Mary was taken up with body and soul into heaven. So far, in the Old Testament, we read that Enoch and Elijah, these both were taken up to heaven with life. They didn't die. With life, they have taken to heaven. Enoch and Elijah. Would it not be appropriate to believe that the Mother of God, who, free from all stain of original sin, should be elevated higher than the angels, the prophets, the apostles, and the saints of the church? She is more greater than anyone. In the Bible, there is no evidence that Mary ever received the sacrament of baptism like Jesus. It means that God created a holy and purity without any stain of sin. So Mary is, from the beginning, she is out of sin. And when we heard in the Gospel, Elizabeth saw Mary, she was filled with the Holy Spirit and shouted, "Mary, Mother of God." And again she said, "Blessed are you among women." These two are very beautiful words by Elizabeth about Mary. Blessed are you among all women, Mary, the Mother of God. And this is one of the greatest proof that Mary is the Mother of God. And the angel Gabriel, when the Gabriel came to Mary, the angel says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Blessed are you among all the women. Again the angel says, "You will bear a son of God." How beautiful the angel speaks about Mother Mary. Because of the dignity of her motherhood and her own personal submission to God's will at every stage of her life, takes precedence over everyone in the sharing of God's glory. Every year we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord and Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Ascension, Assumption. What is the difference? Ascension means going up to heaven without anybody's help. That is ascension, going up without anybody's help. That happened to Jesus. Jesus ascended into heaven without anybody's help. That is ascension of the Lord. Assumption of Blessed Virgin Mary means someone coming from heaven to take a person to heaven. Someone coming from heaven to take the person to heaven. That is assumption. So Mary was taken by angels with body and soul into heavenly kingdom. So today's feast, Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, celebrates the special place that Mary has in the life of the church, because she was chosen to be the mother of Jesus, our God. In the second reading, we heard that the church sees Mary as the first fruit of the redemption.
the redemption fruit which was given by Jesus to all of us. The redemption, the first fruit. We are all redeemed from our sins and made holy by washing all our sins through the blood of Jesus. He made us to ascend to heaven. So that first fruit was given to Mother Mary. After Jesus' ascension, Mary is the second one who assumed into heaven, who was taken to heaven. Then we all will follow. The fruit of the redemption will be shared by all of us at the end of our life. Mary's assumption into heaven is what we desire at the end of our life. This is what we are looking. We are looking for the ascension. Like Mother Mary, we all looking for the ascension to heaven. That is the purpose of believing in God. There is no purpose. We need to reach God. We need to ascend to God. That is the main purpose. Remember, all the time you need to meditate on this. Am I capable of ascending to heaven, to the heavenly kingdom? We need to meditate on that point every day. Like Mary's assumption, we all must reach the heavenly kingdom. So we pray that we too will be brought to heaven when our time on earth is completed. So we need to prepare ourselves, and we need to pray, and we need to get ready at the end of our life that we all may ascend to heaven. And let us examine our devotion to God's Mother, and let us try to develop some of our humility, our hope, our acceptance, our love. These are the qualities that Mary had when she lived on earth. The humility. Humility. The best quality that everyone need to have. Humility. The humility subsides everything. The anger, the jealousy, hatred, the fear. Everything will subside when there is humility in us. So, the Mother Mary had the best and the first quality of humility. She accepted everything what God spoke to her. Her hope, God will take care of me. Hope. What are the things that may happen to me? God will take care of me. The hope that she had on God is very important. Our acceptance, our love towards God, our love towards her life. So, we need to practice, we need to put into practice some of these Mary's qualities. Humility, hope, acceptance, love. So here, we are not worshipping Mary. We are not adoring Mary. We are not, the worship belongs to God. The adoration belongs to God, not to anyone. So, we are not worshipping Mary and we are not adoring Mary. But what we do? We honor Mary. We respect Mary as Mother of God.
We honor Mary and we respect Mary as Mother of God.
So this is the answer you need to give to our fellow brothers and sisters who ask, you Catholics worship Mary.
No, we never worship Mary. We respect
because she is the Mother of God. She is the highest quality she got, highest respect she received by giving birth to God. To God. That's why we respect Mary and we honor Mary. That is what we do with Mother Mary.
So, she always ready to listen to our prayers and to intercede for us to God the Father.
This is what Mary does in our life. Whenever we put our intentions to Mother Mary, she takes those intentions to God and prays for all of us. That is what Mother does in our life. All the time, she will be praying for all of us.
So, Mary asked only one thing from all of us. Only one thing. That is, wedding feast at Cana, where Mary commands us, do whatever he tells you.
Simple thing. Mary's request from all of us, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you. Do whatever Jesus asked you. Mary did whatever God asked her to do. In the same way, Mary is asking all of us to do what Jesus is asking us to do.
So let us remember that Mary is the Mother of God.
So we need to honor, we need to respect, and we need to pray to her. Because she is the not only Mother of God, she is the Mother of Universe. Mother of Universe. So as Mary asked us, let us listen to Jesus and let us make ourselves and prepare ourselves through the prayers of Mary, we too may ascend into heaven.